Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Monday, January 20th. I'm Ray Graff. Support for Medical Monday comes from Saratoga Hospital, thanking the nurses, technicians, and the entire staff at Saratoga Hospital for the care they provide. Saratoga Hospital, people you trust, care you deserve. SaratogaHospital.org. Joining us this afternoon for Medical Monday is Dr. Richard Kim of Saratoga Springs, New York. He is here to answer your questions about stem cell therapy, chronic pain treatment, and orthopedics. We always welcome your calls on Medical Monday. Number to call is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Dr. Richard Kim and your calls coming up on Medical Monday after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Joining us today for Medical Monday is Dr. Richard Kim. He joins us to discuss stem cell therapy and chronic pain treatment. Originally from the West Coast, Dr. Kim made the Capital Region his home after attending Albany Medical College, where he also completed a fellowship in primary care sports medicine. He is involved in many local athletic organizations as a team physician. As a physician with the United States rugby teams, he's cared for high-level athletes and their sports-related concussion and non-operative musculoskeletal problems of all varieties and degrees. He is currently practicing in Saratoga Springs. If you have a question, 800-348-2551 is the number, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Dr. Richard Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
Tell us about what you do up in Saratoga, and we'll get to the chronic pain treatment first, and then I'm very interested in stem cell therapy. I don't know much about it. So let's start with what it is you do in your practice.
Sure. So the idea of stem cell therapy is that many different tissue types in our body harbor stem cells, and that's how a lot of parts of our body regenerate itself, much like
this. What is a stem cell?
Yeah, a stem cell is a type of cell that can become a different type or regenerate a type of tissue in a certain area.
A stem cell then is a cell before it becomes specialized?
Right, exactly. So before a skin cell truly becomes a skin cell, there's a type of stem cell that will allow it to become either a skin cell or a cartilage cell or a muscle cell. And so that is what we call the stem cell in this process.
And how does this relate to chronic pain treatment?
That's a great question. The issue with a lot of chronic pain is that it's mediated by a number of different factors, and a lot of it has to do with inflammation and has to do with a lot of signals. And one of the great things about stem cells is that it has the ability to control and modify a lot of these actions and reactions that happen in our body.
Mm-hmm. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. How does stem cell therapy actually work? What are you doing?
Yeah, so what we're actually doing is we're going into people's bone marrow or their adipose or what is known as fat, extracting these tissues and turning around and injecting them back into people's parts of the body that are hurt. Knee arthritis, hip arthritis, degenerative disc disease. We're taking these elements and injecting it back into the area.
What are, how do I put this? This has been researched for a long time.
Sure, sure.
Where are we as far as accepted practice with treatment?
Yeah, it's still considered a bit on the sort of experimental and perhaps, not quite mainline in terms of therapies. And for that reason, unfortunately, it's still not covered by insurance companies, and there's still a little bit of limitation on it. But it is becoming more and more widespread, and there are more insurance carriers that are looking into carrying this and providing for it.
In treating chronic pain at your facility, you know exactly what it is the stem cells will do. In other words, my question is, sometimes people who perform acupuncture get great results.
Sure.
They don't exactly know why often that they get great results, but even with animals, there seems to be a correlation. with results for acupuncture. Do we know exactly what's going on when you're doing stem cell?
Yeah, I mean, I think as the research gets better, we're going to know more. At this point, we don't know everything, but we do know that for a great degree that when we apply some of these therapies, you're getting not days and weeks of relief, but you're oftentimes getting years worth of relief. So we do have a lot of learning that still needs to be done and a lot of the research that still needs to be accomplished.
Dr. Richard Kim is our guest. We talk chronic pain treatment and stem cell therapy today. The number is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Jean in West Taconic. Jean, you're on.
Hi, thank you. My question is about my knee, which I tore my meniscus many years ago, and it was operated on. And recently, it's been more uncomfortable. I thought it might be the meniscus again, but when I went to the orthopedist, then it was x-rayed. He said the bone, I don't know if it was the fibula or tibia bone, had a cyst, but it didn't look like what you would normally think of as a cyst. It looked more like the bone was arthritic, or it wasn't, you know, it was broken down, or, you know, it wasn't as solid. And if it bothers me at all, it bothers me when I'm in bed at night at a time when you would think it wouldn't be a problem because you're horizontal and it's a bit uncomfortable. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, absolutely. We see a lot of patients just in your similar scenario where they have undergone a meniscus surgery already and then pain then develops or ensues sometime later. So the meniscus, going backwards a little bit here, the meniscus is a pretty important cushiony layer that you need to help give your knee some of that bounce. And without it, sometimes the cartilage that's remaining can start to break down again. The idea of applying some of these stem cell type therapies to knees similar to yours, where you've already lost a bit of meniscus either through surgery or through the natural process and to develop a bone cyst, can definitely help reduce some of that pain and give you some relief that may last out years and beyond that sort of typical couple of weeks or months that sometimes steroids can do. So yeah, definitely with meniscus, even lost can be treated still.
Can you talk a little bit about a bone cyst? When I saw the x-ray, it didn't look like what I would normally think of as a cyst.
I see. Cyst formation is usually something that happens underneath the surface of the bone, and that's usually a chronic reaction to repetitive, what we call like micro trauma. And that can happen from just simply having the arthritis. So development of the bone cyst in and of itself is a secondary sign that you have this arthritis developing. It truly probably isn't driving your pain, but it is a signal that, you know, you have a good reason for having pain in your knee. So in and of itself, the cyst isn't what needs to be treated. It's the underlying condition that created the cyst that needs to be treated.
Which would be what?
Which would be the arthritis, probably, that's developing in your knee.
And is there a way to treat that?
Right. So some conventional therapies, right? Change your activity, start physical therapy, ice, ibuprofen, that sort of stuff. Convention is usually injection with steroids or sometimes what we call this gel solution or knee lubricant. Hyaluronic acid is the common name. And then, you know, there's the options including surgery and, you know, obviously and other injection type materials like myself offering stem cell and what we call platelet-rich plasma products.
Gene, thanks a lot for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Medical Monday today, chronic pain therapy and stem cell therapy. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest. What percentage of adults over age, say, 60 have some touch of arthritis?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of the 60-60 rule, right? 60% over the age of 60 have some findings typically. But, you know, it's important to remember that arthritis is driven by symptoms and not just x-ray findings. So it's important to, you know, listen to the patient and see what they're saying. Exactly what's bothering them, in addition to the x-rays and the MRIs. But yeah, about the 60-60 rule.
If everybody lives long enough, will everybody have a touch of arthritis by the end?
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunately one of the things about, you know, our body and its design is that, you know, our cerebral power is probably outlasting what some of our body longevity is given to us.
I'm not sure about that. Let's go to Jim in Matamoros. Jim, you're on.
As a treatment for isolar Schubert, the aseptic necrosis of the knee been developed yet?
So that's a good question. So that's so to give people an idea what necrosis is, that's basically where the bone starts to involute or begins to die from the surface. So a good question. So there are some types of therapy that can still be offered prior to going for a knee replacement. Again, very much an experimental thing to do, but it is certainly worth trying for certain people. It would require the placement of a needle into the bone and applying the stem cell therapy right at that location.
Jim, thanks a lot. We got to take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our number. Chronic pain treatment, stem cell therapy today. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest on A Medical Monday. We'll be right back. It's Vox Pop, Medical Monday. Ray Graff with you. The number to call is 800-348-2551. Dr. Richard Kim is here talking about chronic pain treatment and stem cell therapy. So you're the physician for the U.S. rugby teams.
Yeah. So it's a lot of head bumps and neck sprains and broken legs.
It could be a rough sport.
It is. It's not a contact sport. We call it a collision sport.
Yeah. And you go all over the place with this group?
Yeah. So the last couple places I've been has been Romania, Ireland. We usually have a tournament stateside. So this year it's in Los Angeles in a couple weeks here.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Yeah, well, at least you get to travel a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, it'd be better if you did it in the winter. Got out of town in the winter.
Yeah, not sat on days like today.
Right. This email came in from Anne. Anne writes, I've suffered nerve damage from a hemi hip replacement that left me with lack of balance in that leg and a Trendelenburg gait. Can this nerve be regenerated?
Yeah.
What's a Trendelenburg gait?
So a Trendelenburg gait is where you lose strength, either derived by muscle loss or nerve damage, and it causes your hip to drop, and so you have this odd sort of swinging gait of a hip.
Okay.
To answer Anne's question, however, it can be applied to something like this Trendelenburg gait. However, I would need to do a physical exam, need to review some more studies, if you will, to know exactly what and to what extent.
Her question then suggests that some nerves can be regenerated with stem cell?
Yeah, I mean, we know that nerves can regenerate even on their own, albeit fairly slow. We have been applying to using stem cell therapies for a lot of either acute or chronic nerve type damages. The typical scenario where we use stem cells is more sort of orthopedic applications, right? The knee pain, the hip pain, the degenerated disc. Some of the knowledge of what we know for nerve-based is not quite there yet, so it's still in its early phases.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest today on Medical Monday, and Martha is in Gansford. Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, thank you. I was going to ask about my own knee bone, which is bone on bone, and I can't really straighten the knee perfectly. But I've got to ask about my 99-year-old friend. She's in a great deal of pain with her right side. The doctor said it was bone on bone in the hip. She had one cortisone shot or a similar shot, and it worked. The next one she had didn't work at all. I took her up for acupuncture, and that didn't help at all. And then I also took her up for a CBD oil treatment by a nurse practitioner in Glens Falls, and that didn't help. She, every time she moves, she, yells out, and what can be done? Should she have another shot or what?
Sure. First of all,
would it work if the second one didn't work? She said it was in a slightly different area of the hip, the second one. At least she thought it was.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry that your friend's going through this. But so when people, from what I'm gathering, it sounds like your friend has arthritis, which may be bone on bone in the hip joint. The rule of thumb for our office is that, you know, when it comes to steroids, it's the first one's 3 months, the second one's 3 weeks, and the third one's 3 days. So you kind of get a diminishing return on some of the steroids.
Why is that?
I think that the potency of the steroids and the reaction within the joint itself is just lost over time. I think that people are less encouraged with the following injections. But for your friend there, you know, it's trying everything under the sun, probably, right, at the age of 99. Certainly applying some of these types of therapies are certainly possible, especially in the fact that, you know, with these sorts of therapies, there's no anesthesia involved. So it's all local-based anesthetics. You walk in and you typically walk out. So to be able to find a regenerative medicine or stem cell provider is not a bad thought.
Martha, thank you for the call. 99, that's a good run.
Yeah, you know, but we've applied this therapy to people in their 90s and have had good results, you know. So there is a little broader spectrum with it. But, you know, like you said, in your late 90s and still getting around, that's pretty good.
The cortisone shot that Martha mentioned, what exactly does the cortisone do? Now, the reason I ask, and I know you're a sports doc, I often hear on TV when I'm watching the ball game, ex-athletes say, well, the cortisone has to be injected exactly in the right spot or it doesn't do any good. What does the cortisone do, and why does it have to be a precise shot?
Yeah, so the cortisone basically acts as a depot. Basically, it acts as a deposit of a very potent anti-inflammatory. And so that's why it has to be injected into the right spot exactly. But the general thrust behind it is that it's going to cut back the inflammatory mediators or some of these painful signals that happen from the acute injury, then pain, the acute pain, then inflammation, then pain. So you're basically interrupting that signal.
It's only a temporary fix, though, right?
It is. It is a temporary fix. And then some people, you know, who are fortunate can get sometimes, you know, several months to even a year out of some of these injection-based therapies.
Dr. Richard Kim is our guest. The number is 1-800-348-2551. And Jerry in Colony. Jerry.
Hi. You mentioned PRP earlier, and I have been hearing that people are getting tremendous results just from the PRP, which, as I understand it, is less invasive, much less expensive.
And that's placement.
And they're saying that the improvement continues rather than diminishes for them.
This is platelet replacement therapy, is that?
So, right.
Yeah.
So PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. And the basic concept behind that is we'll take blood from you, for example, and spin it in a centrifuge. And we take a layer of that and inject it back in, much like you would have done with the steroids. It's got to be placed exactly. And just as you were saying, the results from it and the research behind it is definitely growing, and certainly even in front of some of the stem cell-based therapies.
Can you do that here now?
Ah.
I've heard of athletes going to Europe for this therapy in years past.
Yeah. unfortunately, some of the things that we're allowed to do or not allowed to do is regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So there's some pretty strict guidelines. And what we are allowed to do, in particular with platelet-rich plasma, is draw blood, spin it, isolate it, and then inject it back in. You can't manipulate it in some way. You can't grow it. You can't, you know, pull the factors out and manipulate it in sort of, you know, in the laboratory.
Here,
but this is something that you do in your practice.
It is. We probably do about 40 platelet-rich plasmas a month in our office, so it's pretty common.
Oh,
Jerry, thanks for the call. Now, is this something that really speeds up healing? I understand that's why athletes will have this done.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of became famous when a Pittsburgh Steeler used it for his knee, injected it, and the very next day played in the Super Bowl. And that's where some of its fame came from. It doesn't work typically that quickly, but it is a thing that does last longer than typical corticosteroid or steroid injections. But the speed of it, I wouldn't say that it's particularly fast, but it is more the long-lasting effort that I think people like.
Dr. Richard Kim is our guest on this Medical Monday. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Susan in Wappinger. Susan, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
I have fibromyalgia, and I have debilitating fatigue from it, as well as the pain. And I took a month of prednisone, and it was like I felt 20 years younger.
Sure.
Is there something that I can do? It doesn't sound like the stem cell is appropriate for fibro. What do you suggest?
Yeah. So for fibro, it's a tough one, right? So some of these types of therapies don't apply to it, but certainly getting on the right medications, seeing oftentimes a rheumatologist to help with the prescription of those medications. And one of the better things than sort of all natural is getting into an exercise regimen and being consistent with it. Yeah, that's probably one of your more helpful tactics.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Susan, thank you. Our number is 800-348-2551. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest on Medical Monday. David is in Rotterdam. David, you're up.
Hi. I'm 57 years old. I had a skiing accident back in 1985. So I had ACL reattachment surgery on my knee. And then in 2012, I had the meniscal problems like that stemmed probably mostly from, you know, that earlier accident. And, you know, each 10 years you go by, it just is more aggravated and more aggravated. And a rheumatologist I go to had mentioned something about stem cell, just I had a very cursory conversation. He kind of had thought that it wasn't quite accessible yet in New York State, or I came into the show a little bit late. I didn't know if I missed anything about that stem cell, but he seemed to hold out some, you know, some hope over, you know, additional surgeries, which I, you know, have kind of held off on. You know, the first one I had to get it reattached, but the meniscal, I was just marginally successful. You know, didn't really, it became negotiable in my mind, like how much I gained from it, you know?
Sure. So for people listening, the idea of what an ACL is, it stands for the anterior cruciate ligament, and it's a pretty major ligament in the center of your knee joint. And without that ligament, turn, twist, and pivot type maneuvers can become difficult. And the loss of it, and then even with the subsequent repair of it, can still predispose you to early degenerative or arthritis type conditions. So to answer your question, so yeah, even if you've had the ACL surgery plus meniscus surgery down the line, application of stem cell or regenerative medicine type therapies can absolutely help you delay the idea of you know, the knee replacement surgery or even a further meniscus surgery down the line. So basically kind of kicking the can down the road a bit and then making you, you know, giving you more options to make decisions.
And are there places, you know, in the United States that are doing the stem cell at this point? Or
yeah, Yeah, so I do it myself. I'm located in Saratoga Springs, if you have any interest, you can give us a call.
I think the contact info is linked right on our Vox Pop page. So, David, thanks a lot for the number for the call. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. How have the regulations changed and or eased on stem cell therapies in the last 10 years?
Yeah, they haven't.
They haven't?
No, they really haven't. If anything, I feel like it's getting more stringent.
Now, why? As knowledge grows, you would think there would be more options available.
Yeah, I mean, I think the cart in some cases is being pulled before the horse at the moment. And so I think the FDA is doing a good job about making sure that people aren't being exposed to therapies that might cause more harm. And so for the moment, I think the bolts are on down pretty tight about what we can do here. For example, when we talked about going to another country, for example, in Germany or in the Cayman Islands, you can take out cells, regrow them in a dish, and inject them back in.
And what are the dangers with that? Why, in other words, would they not be able to do that here?
So for us, they haven't been studied extensively enough. That can subject you to certain types of infections. It can subject you to certain types of reactions that may be unwarranted or unwanted by the body. The process that we have now is a fairly quick turnaround. Whatever gets removed has to be processed and injected back in. And when I say processed, it has to be in what we call a minimal manipulation. So you can only do very few things and then turn around and inject it back in.
Dr. Richard Kim is our guest. It's a Medical Monday. 800-348-2551 is the number. Frank is in Boston Spa. Frank.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I have recently been diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, which causes me a lot of pain. I've been suffering with this for about 5 years, but I never knew that I actually had this this disease. I'm wondering if stem cell therapy might help me.
Yeah, great question. So ankylosing spondylitis is where many levels of your vertebrae begin to fuse or autofuse on its own, obviously leading to significant amount of pain as you lose flexibility and ability to get around as you sort of are used to. For things like ankylosing spondylitis or AS, a lot of recent information has shown that things like platelet-rich plasma, the idea that we were talking about before, can help with a lot of the symptoms. It probably isn't going to change the fact that you've got AS or AS is going to progress, but certainly can help you with the symptoms in a lasting sort of meaningful kind of way. So more than sort of stem cells, I'd probably consider platelets.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Frank. What would cause the vertebrae to fuse?
Yeah, so
and not other parts of your body.
Yeah, so it's unfortunately an autoimmune disease where your body's immune system is attacking itself, and by doing so, the joints begin and the levels of the vertebrae start to fuse.
They fuse, they just calcify? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, so they do calcify, and so what you sort of expect in a quote unquote normal joint is one level to be able to flex away and towards. Towards and away from another level. And this sort of prevents that by fusing those joints together by calcifying them in such to the point where if you look at it on an x-ray, we call it bamboo spine. They look like the reed of a bamboo because they are just so rigid. And then, of course, obviously that leads to pain.
And it progresses until when?
It progresses until the entire thing is immobile, essentially.
And then you can't move at that point?
Essentially.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest, and let's go to Julia in West Hampton. Julia.
Hi. I'm calling to ask about my husband's situation. He has a lot of pain when he sits, particularly for any length of time. sometimes it radiates down his legs, and sometimes it's also in his back. And he recently went to a different doctor, and they think it's sacroiliac joint dysfunction.
Sure.
So I have a couple of questions. The first is, what would be the normal progression for diagnosing and trying to treat it through radio frequency or killing your nerves or whatever? You know, I know they haven't imaged him yet, so I didn't know whether they were just going by where he says he has pain. And then also, of course, whether the stem cell therapy would be appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, from a little bit of anatomy perspective, the sacroiliac joint is the lowest part of your spine as it comes down into your pelvis. And the joint that's formed there is the sacrum and the iliac crest of your pelvis. Next sort of steps for your husband's, I would consider doing a diagnostic injection. So I'd probably put a little bit of lidocaine and a little bit of steroid right into that joint, and just to sort of prove if that's where a lot of the pain is being generated from. Once you've proven that, then you can explore the idea of things like either platelet-rich plasma or stem cell for those areas. But to answer your second question, or I guess comment, he will need some imaging at some point.
Okay. And is this normally, because stem cell or plasma wasn't offered, is that something where you kind of have to talk to the practice and ask whether that's something they do? How do you find someone?
Yeah, so
who does it?
Right. So whoever helped make that diagnosis for him, it's certainly a question worth asking. If not, finding a provider who does do either stem cell or platelet-rich plasma therapy is probably the next step.
All right, Julia, we have to take a break, but thank you very much for the call. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest. It's Medical Monday. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC Medical Monday. Dr. Richard Kim is here to discuss stem cell therapy and chronic pain treatment. This email came in, doctor, from John. Subject heading, spinal cord injury. What can be done about neuropathic pain as a result of a T12 spinal cord injury? Can stem cell treatment heal spinal cord? And that's the goal. Ooh, that's the holy grail right there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, wouldn't that be great if that was just the universal application?
Right.
I can tell you there's been some small case reports, one out of the University of Southern California and another out of the Mayo Clinic, where they have been able to apply these sorts of therapies. In particular, I believe they use adipose or fat tissue and fat tissue-based stem cells to help these either para or quadriplegic type patients improve their quality of life. At this point, it's not universally available. You'll probably have to find a study to enroll in. But I think in our future, hopefully in both of our lifetimes here.
So you think there's promise to this?
I absolutely think that there is. I think it's going to have to take some coordination between the FDA and what's allowed, and some of these large research centers and how some of these therapies get applied.
Interesting. FDA comes in again. In Europe, have there been any advances in this that we aren't able to do here?
Yeah, I mean, again, they're allowed to remove cells, expand cells, and do different things to the different types of cells.
But what of results?
Right. Of the results that, you know, they have had some pretty phenomenal results. And, you know, I would say from a success standpoint, you know, they've been equal, if not better at times. But isn't the, there's still so much to be known, and I think to improve both success rates and safety to patients.
Dr. Richard Kim, our guest today on Medical Monday, and back to the phones we go at 800-348-2551. Rich in Whitesboro. Rich, you're on.
Oh, thanks so much. I have a niece about 12 or 13 years old or so, and she has what they call a complex regional pain syndrome. And I was wondering if the doctor has any suggestion about the efficacy of the PRP or the stem cell for treating her condition.
Yeah, so complex regional pain syndrome, as you know very well, is a abnormal sensory function by a nerve in a particular distribution of the body. So, for example, you've gotten an ankle sprain, and sometime afterwards, your entire foot or ankle starts to hurt, and not in relation to the ankle sprain anymore. So things like complex regional pain, a lot needs to be understood as to why those develop. And so at this point still, stem cells are probably not applicable to those types of pains.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rich. 800-348-2551 is the number here on Medical Monday. Bob in Duanesburg. Bob, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Bob.
I'm a early 60s male who had a herniated disc about 20 years ago, and it's now turned into a degenerative disc, my L5-S1. And I was wondering what the future of stem cell therapy is for assisting with a degenerated disc, L5-S1?
Yeah, so in fact now the one of the beauties of stem cell-based therapies is that it's all outpatient. So you can walk in, get it done, and walk out. Again, no general anesthesia. We are applying this to things like degenerated disc, even in our office. It's a lengthy procedure. It takes about anywhere from 5 to 6 hours to do. But it's important to remember that it's not just the disc that creates pain, but it is the loss of, for example, the SI joint function or the muscles surrounding the disc or the nerves that the disc happens to be impinging on. It's important to treat all the different facets or all the different aspects that might be associated with that degenerated disc.
Yeah, I have like tingling and numbness in my left foot. Radiates from sometimes it's in my heel, sometimes on the bottom, sometimes my toes. Depends on how I move, how I sleep.
Yeah, definitely.
How much physical therapy I do. I do daily physical therapy as well.
Yeah, so definitely something like stem cell therapies could definitely be applied to your situation.
All right, Bob, thanks. Why does it take 5 to 6 hours to do that?
It is time-consuming. The extraction and then of the material, the stem cells.
And you have to go directly to where the disc is?
Exactly. That's, so you've got to put the needle exactly into the center of the disc, and that's the part that's, you know, I guess the art of medicine.
A little bit dangerous too, right? The spinal cord nearby?
Yeah, so it takes quite a bit of training and skill asset to do these sorts of things. I spent the better part of about a year and a half learning to do some of these therapies. But it's to the point, though, where we can give people some light sedation type medications beforehand. And you really obviously don't want them moving a whole bunch.
Right.
So which is also why it takes as long as it does.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Dr. Richard Kim is our guest. Salvador in Sharon Springs, you're on.
Okay, shingles. I got them at age 80 with a softball-sized lump on my right side, and I still got them now. About 5, 6 o'clock, it's like hot coke is going into my right side. What do you think, Doc?
So, I'm sorry, say that again. So, you developed shingles?
Shingles.
Yes.
I got shingles at the age of 80. I got a lump on my right side the size of a football.
Okay.
I still got pain constantly, 24/7. 5, 6 o'clock is like hot coke is going into my right side.
Ouch.
It still happens every day.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely sounds like you may need to having a thorough examination. If there is not just burning and pain, and if you feel like there's a mass associated to it, that's definitely
I've had that all done, Doc. It had everything done. They gave me some opioids that got me loopy, so I had to stop taking them.
Sure.
So I'm just going plain. I'm just going straight.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of additional oral-type medications that can help with that. But unfortunately, oftentimes, if you're not within the first 24-48-hour window of a shingles outbreak, a lot of those medications are not that helpful, and you may have to just ride this through, unfortunately.
How long have you had it, Salvador?
2 years. I'm dealing with this for 2 years. You mean no stem cell? And no PRP, anything could deal with that?
Yeah, I don't know anything along the platelet-rich plasma or stem cell-based therapy that could help you with shingles off the top of my head.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. 2 years is a long time.
That's a long time for shingles.
All right. And now to line five and Karen in Amsterdam. Karen.
Yes, hi. I have a question about how you inject the knee joint with PRP or stem cells. Do you just randomly stick the needle in, or do you use an ultrasound-guided procedure?
Yeah, so
I hope it's not random.
Yeah, we try to avoid random. For us, we do two different what we call imaging modalities. So we do both ultrasound and what we call fluoroscopy, which is live-guided X-ray. Basically, 100% of our injections, especially when it comes to platelet-rich plasma and stem cell products, are always done under ultrasound.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Ira in Albany. Ira.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My wife has long-standing rotator cuff injury. Any possibility of treatment for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would probably say rotator cuff partial tears is where we've seen a lot of success come from stem cell-based therapies. The issue here, though, is to what extent is it torn? So stem cells are great, but they're not magic. If you have two free ends of a tear, you're not going to be bringing them together with stem cells. If, however, you do have a partial tear, it is something that can help with both the pain and the function to a great degree.
Okay, even though they're long-term already, it still might help.
Sorry, say that one more time.
I mean, she's had that for about 8 years, this problem.
Yeah, so it all depends what both she feels and what the imaging, or in this case, probably the MRI, would show.
Right. Okay, also, is that something that Medicare would cover or not yet?
Yeah, so great question. At this point, insurance companies are still not covering these types of therapies.
Why do you think that is?
You know, in order for an insurance company to cover a therapy, it's got to go through pretty extensive and lengthy process for approval. And at this point, it's a fairly new, a fairly young type of therapy, and
but
just
it's approved.
Hasn't gone through. It is allowed and not necessarily approved.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's a great... In other words, something can be allowed but not approved? I do not understand this.
Right. So if certain medications need approval, or I should say all medications need
FDA approval. You mean insurance company approval?
Correct. So by insurance regulation, it isn't allowed. We are allowed to perform it, but unfortunately it then becomes an out-of-pocket expense.
Does this annoy you?
It does, because I really feel like this sort of therapy could help a lot of people and really help a lot of people either, avoid or delay surgery or look into different options. Some people, for example, if you have significant amounts of heart failure or heart disease or other lung problems, couldn't tolerate a surgery. So this is a sort of therapy that could help improve the quality of your life, but not have to undergo the risk of something like general anesthesia.
Dr. Richard Kim is our guest, and Mark in Salem, you're on. Mark.
Hi, Ray. I'm 67 years old, and both of my shoulders have had undiagnosed torn rotator cuffs, and the orthopedist says the only way they can fix it is by replacing my shoulders. I'm also a cellist, and the left arm where you're using your fingers doesn't bother me too much, but the bowing arm where you have to extend your arm makes it almost impossible to play for more than 15 minutes at a time. And short of replacing my shoulder, is there anything else I can do? Because they said they can't repair the rotator cuff tears. There's been too many years passed since. I didn't even know I had done it. It never bothered me until about a year and a half ago. But they're 15-year-old tears. Is there anything I can do so I can bowl for longer than 15 minutes?
Sure.
I tried changing my technique.
I mean, in your situation and a lot of our callers today, you know, I certainly encourage trying some minimally invasive methods to try to improve your symptoms. You know, the ibuprofen or over-the-counter medications, some physical therapy. But in the case of somebody who's had long-standing symptoms like yours, you probably have tried and looked at a lot of those types of modalities. For things like that, undergoing platelet-rich plasma or stem cell-based therapies are something that can be helpful for you, especially if you're looking at the idea of a shoulder replacement, something like platelet-rich plasma we've had particular success with in shoulders.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for the call, and let's see who has been waiting the longest here. We go to Jim in Malta. Jim.
Hi, thanks for my call. I'm 76 years old, and 18 months ago, I developed severe back pain, and since then I've been taking injections about every 5 months, and they no longer work. And I'm an avid downhill skier, but I haven't skied this year because I haven't got a clear answer as to whether or not if I went downhill skiing, could I cause more damage? Sure. I'm willing to risk pain that night to get a good day of skiing, but I don't want to cause any permanent damage.
Yeah. You sound like one of my rugby players. So understanding a little bit more about low back pain, right, is important. So when you say low back pain, low back pain is a symptom. You would need a pretty firm diagnosis. But it sounds like you've had injections, so I'm imagining.
It was stenosis, scoliosis, and a little bit of arthritis thrown in there.
Sure. So for stenosis and scoliosis, oftentimes a result of some degenerative type condition in the spine, either your disc is degenerating or the joints in your spine are degenerating. The types of therapies that go beyond cortisone usually can include things like pain management or like radio frequency ablation. Certainly in our practice, we apply regenerative type therapies to those sorts of injuries. It doesn't mean that you'll be on the slopes tomorrow. It takes time. So have to understand that, you know, it's a biological reaction and that isn't an overnight phenomenon, but certainly helpful.
All right, Jim, thanks so much. Quickly to Lorenzo and Poughkeepsie. You only have about 30 seconds, Lorenzo.
Hi, this is actually his wife. He was calling for me because I was driving.
Oh, hello, Lorenzo's wife. You're on.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm an Irish dancer, and I've got about 5-year-old injuries, ligaments that have been torn and stretched out. And I'm wondering if stem cells would help with that to avoid surgery in my ankle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly a worthwhile therapy worth trying. It can help improve both the pain and the tension in the ligaments and help you get back to dancing. It's applied to a number of different conditions, but again, an exam and some imaging would be required.
All right, well, thank you, Ashley, and that'll be where we have to leave it here. Support comes from the Joint Replacement Center at Adirondack Health in Saranac Lake, providing tailored orthopedic procedures and rehabilitation to residents of northern New York. Better health, better lives, AdirondackHealth.org. Once again, thanks to Dr. Richard Kim for being with us today. Thank you for calling. Apologies to those left on the line. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Joe Makowitz took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, Well, Vox Pop likely to be preempted by special coverage of the Senate's impeachment trial. You never know. Stand by and stay tuned for the Vox Pop page. If there's a show, we'll tell you about it and we'll do one. Otherwise, enjoy the impeachment trial. Stand by now for the Media Project.